It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Of course, you can again dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. We will start off with something we didn't get to last night. Meg had mentioned that she had this story, and she kindly passed it to me.
We're just feeding off of our co-host stories, like carrion.
I don't know about that. I think we just didn't have enough time to talk about it. So here it is from FoxNews.com. Canadians looking to visit the United States, arriving via air or sea, may soon pay more for the privilege. A $5.50 border fee proposed for the 2012 budget would net millions for the American coffers, funding security measures. However, many of our neighbors from the north are not thrilled with the move, including Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper, who said in February, "I think in terms of the economic recovery, we want to make sure that trade and travel between our two countries is easier, not more difficult."
Absolutely. This is nuts. What about that? There's this library that sits on the national border, the international border in Vermont. Would you have to pay the $5.50 every time you walked across the room in order to...
Really? The border cuts through the room?
Yeah. Well, you've got to remember that this border only suddenly became important in the last couple of decades, and then really important around 9/11. So,
do they have guards sitting there looking angry and staring off like in North Korea?
They have some system for seeing who goes through which door. Apparently, the claim is, and I don't know anything about this, I haven't gone to this library and checked it out and scattered it out for my listeners or anything, but the claim is, according to the librarian, and I'm sure they want to make their facility look as secure as possible, is that they've caught people trying to sneak from one country to another through the library.
Interesting. Well, now it may be a $5.50 fee if this moves forward. Citizens from Mexico and the Caribbean would also pay the fee that America's nearest neighbors have long been exempt from, according to...
So has this fee existed for other countries? Is that the idea?
Certainly the way it's written makes it sound that way, doesn't it?
You've got to pay money to get in, and you've got to pay money to get out. Just so you know, Americans, you can't just leave this country. I mean... with the intention of actually leaving the country. I'm not talking about going to visit. Mm-hmm. But you can't leave without paying an exit tax. Everybody has to pay an exit tax. If you try to sneak it across, then there's fines and jail time as a result. So, you know, I mean, the suggestion that it's a free country really kind of is, if you aren't free to leave, you can't leave for free, then you're not free, right?
It sounds like slavery to me. You know, the slaves in the 1700s used to be able to buy their freedom if they earned enough money.
All slaves prior to, you know, the chattel slavery, the black people enslaved the United States, but the vast majority of slaves that I know of, I mean, at least in Roman times and in Grecian times and things like that, bought their slavery. It happened all the time.
You mean bought their freedom?
Bought their way out of slavery, and they were able to, you know, that's essentially what you're doing here. Not to say that you actually get freedom when you move to some other country.
Right.
With the way that sovereign nation states work, they essentially own the all the land and all the people within them.
So more to the story here. At Boston's Logan Airport, Canadian travelers had mixed feelings on the issue. Pat Connor, who lives just outside of Toronto, argued a little tit-for-tat would be in order and lamented the wide array of fees that travelers are already paying. He says, frankly, it's never-ending. So what? Because I'm a Canadian, I've got to pay an extra $5.50 to come to your country? Is that going to stop me? No, we're Canadians. We queue, we line, we do everything, we're polite. With the reciprocating amounts to be charged to Americans coming to Canada, I would hope so. So he's suggesting let's up our entry fee
Since I get the lash, you should too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so hilarious.
Slave on slave.
You know, that's right. I mean, obviously, the slavery is a kinder, gentler slavery than has existed in the past. But I would ask the listeners that are shocked by this terminology to stop and think for a second about Well, you know, I mean, if you own a slave, then you have to, one, expect that they're not going to work that hard. They're not getting any compensation. People that don't get compensation don't work that hard. You have to clothe them. You have to house them. You have to keep them healthy. Unhealthy slaves don't work very well. So, you know, how much of that, how much of what the slave produces, which, you know, as I said, they don't produce as much because they're not working very hard. How much of what they produce do you actually get to keep? 70-80% of their productive value, because 20% goes back into taking care of them, plus the fact that they don't produce nearly as much as a free person would. Well, or a free person, a person who is believes that they are free. Compare that to a person who believes they're free, who is taxed at, you know, the estimates range from 40 to 60% that the average American pays in taxes. And I'm not talking about just income tax. I'm talking about property tax, gas tax, you know, state sales tax.
County.
Yeah, there's just a myriad of these taxes that the average person has to pay. Cell phones have taxes on them. Everything that somebody has is taxed, and don't forget that everything that you buy, every corporation is taxed, and so therefore they pass that stuff on down to you. So there's tax, there's overhead, tax overhead inside everything you buy. You start adding that stuff up. I don't think 60% is a terribly insane number.
None are so hopelessly enslaved as those who believe they are free.
Yeah.
Now, apparently you're right, Mark, that or with your questioning at least, that this fee does exist. It has existed for people coming from other plots of land, but not Mexico, not the Caribbean, and not Canada. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is calling for the change, and analysts predict the increase in collections could bring it to $110 million. That's chump change for the federal government. In a statement released by the Homeland Security Assistant Press Secretary, said, quote, "The current exemption means that the fees collected from passengers entering from all other countries and appropriated tax dollars are subsidizing the inspections of passengers from Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean. Removing the exemption would bring fee parity, as they call it, for all air and sea passengers entering the United States." So I'm just trying to be fair, Mark.
I'm for fee parity. I think that fee should be zero. You know, I just I don't get that. That doesn't make any sense to me.
So the Canadian foreign affairs officials had blasted the fee. One of them said that obviously we think this is a bad idea. Now is not the time to be imposing new fees or taxes on Canadians. In terms of most favored nation status and the whole thing with free trade and NAFTA, I know it's products versus people, but still, it's just another fee and another ding at my pocket, said one of the Canadians. Another Toronto resident took a more resigned stance on the fee. He said, "There's already tons of airport fee taxes. I mean, hundreds of dollars for a ticket. $5 is really not that bad. You got to pay for stuff somehow," he said. It's just another $5. Who cares?
You know, I mean, it isn't much, and it isn't going to stop anybody from paying.
It's not going to stop at $5 either.
But, you know, you really got to ask yourself, is that what you want your Border Patrol agents doing, collecting $5.50 from everybody? I mean, you know, you're adding another level of sort of bureaucracy. It's probably going to cost $5.50 to collect the $5.50 from these people. It's only air and sea, though, right?
No, it's everybody, I believe.
Well, I think they said in the early part of the article, in the first sentence, air and sea, that if you're driving across, I guess you'll still be okay.
Oh, yep, you're right about that. So, air and sea. Thank you.
Maybe it'll just be added to the airfare and the boat ticket.
They'll correct that soon enough, Mark. Soon it'll be everybody.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
So I just kind of thought that was an interesting story. I didn't know that they were charging an entry fee, but it figures, right? These people will nickel and dime you to death in whatever way they possibly can. And, of course, most people are going to go ahead and just pay up. I mean, is a $5.50 fee going to stop you from coming to visit your friends or family in the United States?
It wouldn't stop me.
No. So the U.S. government can count on plenty of people ponying up more cash to come into this police state. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And another follow-up, actually, on the New York Times story we talked about last night in detail, where the biggest newspaper in North America, I think, has instituted a paywall scheme on their website that they paid $40 million to have developed. And it turns out that four lines of code actually disabled the entire thing. It's just a JavaScript thing that if you just turn off Java, you're going to be able to get through this. So it's not a very difficult system to overcome. But what are some of the reasonings? What are some of the rationale behind what the New York Times board or board of directors has come up with here? Well, they've got something to say about it, and we'll share that with you here in a moment. You can also take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another? It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231. This program brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And the actual main feature of the site allows you to control the content. So if there's something that you don't see on our website, like a news article or maybe a YouTube video you think's pretty interesting, whatever it is you find online that you want to share with our listeners, you just go and submit it as show prep to the website at freetalklive.com. And then other listeners will be able to vote on what you've submitted. You get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. As I mentioned, SACL, C-A-I, is a company that has a unique approach to collections. They are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect, that is, their employees. Then they know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. So visit SACL CAI, and you'll find out that they not only do collections, but also early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. See their banner right at the top of our banner column at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. So we're going to continue here. And then, Mark, you're going to talk about Libya, the Libya situation where one madman is bombing his own people, and now madmen in D.C. are now also bombing over in Libya. So
a whole lot of bombing going on.
All kinds of bombing, indeed. So we'll update you. You're going to share how you feel about that in a little bit. And also, of course, we'll take your calls at 800-259-9231. Also, bad news for Google from a New York City judge. We'll explain what that is all about. But speaking of New York, the New York Times was the subject of quite a bit of discussion last night, specifically their paywall, which they're implementing this week. They're implementing it for Canadian users first, for some reason, and then they're implementing it worldwide on March 20th. The idea is that you will have 20 articles per month that you'll be able to read. And once you hit that level, once you hit that limit, they will then demand that you purchase an account from them at approximately $15 per 4 weeks. And if you've got an iPad or something like that and you want to use one of their apps, you actually have to pay more for that. So, of course, that will disincentivize people from using their apps, and they'll just surf the site on their web browser on their phone. So we got into some of the detail on how this is a really bad idea and how it's just not even financially really going to pan out very well for them. Just ran some of the numbers, and one of the article, editorials over at Reuters kind of laid it all out for us. And the guys over at TechDirt are also doing a good job of keeping up on this. And here's an update from TechDirt.com. The latest news on the New York Times' bizarrely uncompelling paywall experiment is that the people at the New York Times appear to be delusional about it. Peter Kafka has an interview with New York Times digital boss Martin Nisenholtz in which he defends the paywall with some strange reasoning, including claiming that people feel guilty for reading the New York Times for free. He said this.
Like NPR?
Yeah. They don't feel bad for reading any of the other news sites for free, but New York Times, yeah, we feel bad.
So here's what he had to say. I think the majority of people are honest and care about great journalism and the New York Times. When you look at the research that we've done, tons of people actually say, geez, we felt sort of guilty getting this for free all these years. We actually want to step up and pay because we know we're supporting a valuable institution, unquote. Now, I'm just curious. I'm sure you guys have gone into a diner before and you've seen a copy of the local newspaper sitting out on the counter or on a table or something like that.
Yep.
Did you feel guilty when you picked that up to read it?
Nope.
No. Well, why not? Somebody did that work. Somebody put time and effort into making that newspaper a solid piece of journalistic integrity. And how dare you?
Well, the diner bought it for their customers.
But each customer should be paying to read that information, don't you think?
They should charge per set of eyes.
Well, isn't that kind of what this guy's saying here?
Well, as a matter of fact, they do charge per set of eyes when it comes to newspapers and magazines, because when they sell it...
They charge the advertisers, you mean.
To the advertisers, they'll say, well, 2.75 people read each one of our newspapers.
Right, they factor in pass-around rate.
Yeah, they do. They absolutely factor that in. They don't give their, what they call that, when they... Just the print run. So they print, say, 45,000 copies. They'll take that 45,000 25,000 copies, they'll multiply it times 2.75, come up with some number around, you know, 125,000 or whatever it is, and they'll say that that is their viewership. I guess the one circulation, the other viewership or whatever.
How they figure that out, though, I think seems pretty sketchy.
Well, they
put little chips in every single magazine now.
There's all cameras on them. All of these things are, and all you can do is, as an purchaser of advertising, is do your best and look at the numbers as they exist, and you know, hope that you can, you know, that's it.
According to TechDirt.com's editorial here by Mike Masnick, he says, a few thoughts on this. First, it's a load of crap. I can't see that passing the laugh test. If they have research that says that, I'm willing to bet the research methodology was done poorly. At best, perhaps they asked the question in a way that made people embarrassed, so they felt compelled to answer that way. News is free online. I've never heard anyone feeling guilty about not paying for news that was offered up for free on purpose. I mean,
I do think that the New York Times puts out an excellent product. But I don't feel guilty about reading it when I read it and don't, you know, pay for it. I think that I pay for it by there being advertisers on the page. And by the way, I have Firefox set up so that I can see the ads on websites. I've gone through the trouble of turning off the ad block that blocks that stuff. Now, the pop-ups, I turn that stuff off just because I don't want things popping up.
Hey, those are annoying.
Yeah, but I see all ads because, well, I want to see all those ads.
I mean, it makes you wonder, does anyone feel guilty for paying the subscription fees for a paper copy of the New York Times? After all, the subscription price doesn't even cover the printing and distribution costs. So if people feel guilty for not paying for the reporting, then they ought to feel guilty for paying for the paper's subscription price. But that's crazy. More importantly, though, if they really believe that people felt guilty about it, they would just offer them a way to pay what they wanted, voluntarily. So setting up a paywall with specific and at times nonsensical rules makes very little sense if you believe that the key reason why people will pay is guilt. If the reason to pay is guilt, then just make it easy for people to do a pay-what-you-want offering, kind of like some of the bands have been doing, or to some extent that Free Talk Live does with the Free Talk Live AMP program.
I'll tell you that once the Internet comes up with a system that you can cheaply throw change at somebody or something, cheaply and easily throw change at somebody, then that is going to break out the whole internet model, because in fact people do want to throw a few cents, but it has to basically be a purchase of $3 or something like that in order to just make the purchase make sense for the person who's selling it. You know?
I wish I could think of this, Mark, but that exists. I know. I don't recall what it's called. There is some sort of internet payment system that actually allows you to just... What you do is you put in a certain number of dollars per month that you're willing to donate to different organizations, and different organizations can take that. They can receive that kind of donation, and then you can just kind of increment by little bits, essentially, the amount of money that you send to these organizations. I'm describing it poorly, but what you're talking about does exist.
Well, I feel once it gets to be ubiquitous, that will really change everything.
The Times didn't do that because they know deep down inside that very few people feel guilty for reading the Times without paying for it. Thus, they know that just asking people to pay won't work. So why not just be upfront about why they're putting up the paywall? My guess is that the folks putting this together know deep down inside that this is a disaster in the making. It's why there's no value proposition being added here. All you get is a negative value proposition, and that is that we won't block you at some point. I doubt that the paywall will be a disaster just because the New York Times has a big enough core. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump-outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench. All with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Yeah. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and enjoy the various features you'll find there for free. News updates are available. You'll be kept in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get on that list. You can follow us via Twitter or Facebook and receive emailed updates as well. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for free.
Ruger has some very exciting new offers for this model year. The LC9, it's a slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, it has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America for you. Ruger.com.
All right, 800-259-9231 to the phones and the fun. We talked to Justin in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Justin.
Hey, Justin. How are you going?
What's on your mind tonight?
I'd like to talk about, I was going to talk about Fukushima. But something else crossed my mind. You know how in the public schools we have a lot of eugenics policies.
Eugenics policies in public schools? What?
And the Ritalin kind of stuff. Know what I mean?
Hold on. How is Ritalin being administered in some fashion that is racist in nature?
Well, not racist. I wouldn't say eugenics is completely racist.
Okay. Explain to me what eugenics means to you then.
Eugenics is just a theory of people just believing they're better than everyone else, but it also is not
eugenics
about
is the study or belief in the possible
using the eugenics angle. I'm sorry.
Hold on a second. Let's get this clear here. Eugenics is the study of or belief in the possibility of improving the qualities of the human species or human population, especially by such means as discouraging reproduction by persons having genetic effects or presumed to have inheritable undesirable traits. So there's nothing specifically racist about that, Mark.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to say, Yeah, well, for example, there are eugenics people that eugenics is still alive, and I'm going to say that right now.
Oh, yeah.
They just don't call it that openly.
Here is that a lot of times we're still seeing eugenics policies, especially in the public schools. I'm not saying, but eugenics is more widespread than that. It started with one group, but now they're doing it to everybody, especially the kids of the working class kids. I'm not, they really like to target, like, working class children, the children of working class people.
Well, here's what I think about the vaccine situation. You mentioned it, and that's, gives me an opening. I think that vaccines largely do what they say they're going to do. However, I don't think that they necessarily know or care the other things that vaccines do. That the side effects of vaccines can be, they can kill people, and they can cause all kinds of irreparable damage. I am not saying that there is thimerosal in vaccines currently, and that is causing people autism.
Well, there are in some.
No,
there's thimerosal in some vaccines and not others. But
I can't say.
The point is that there are also those who believe that there are too many people on the planet, and that the herd should be culled.
Yeah.
And so there are two types. I mean, you've got hard kill and soft kill. And some people believe that soft kill type weapons are being used on the average person in this country and in this world, and they cite certain examples.
I wouldn't even say that the idea of having vaccines being administered is in any way really a eugenics program necessarily. It's just a do-gooder thing. It's somebody that thinks they know what's best for everybody trying to foist it on everybody.
At the very least, it is.
System.
Yes, it's not just that. It's just basically they're not giving a lot of people choices. Now the government's trying because of private lobbyists, they're trying to lobby saying the forced vaccinations are all right, where basically you don't have a choice, where it's by force.
Well, dude, I'm with you, man.
Usually it has to do with your attendance to school,
but it's not
right?
Not just that. I wanted to also talk about the Ritalin type drugs. For example, the so-called ADHD. I've done my research, and a lot of this stuff is just made up. And this is just like a little
I
bit
generally
of
agree that that it's overdiagnosed,
creating a problem that doesn't exist with children. And just basically drugging children as a means of solution, not for money and for other reasons,
Absolutely. It's to keep kids who are infrequently, I think a lot of it is used to keep kids who are maybe not challenged by the governmental school system and who are acting out as a result of that to dope them up, essentially, and keep
How
them
dare
from
you
being
be
a problem.
It's also to target the ones who are the most creative, who are the ones that could be future threats to the system.
I think that's a little paranoid. I don't think you really have any evidence for that.
I know it's a little paranoid, but, in the Soviet Union, they used to do a similar thing. Basically, there are papers
Well, they didn't do very well. They didn't do a good job on me, I can tell you that.
Psychiatry actually targets the creative people in the Soviet Union because they always want to go after the creative ones.
Well, I can tell you that they didn't do a very good job with me. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. They put me in what they call the gifted school. And I was probably one of the more, I guess, troublemaking individuals in this school, which isn't saying a
whole
lot.
You were bored.
I don't know. I can't say for sure I was bored. I didn't like school, I can tell you that.
Uninterested doesn't necessarily mean that that the curriculum isn't challenging you. Sometimes uninterested means your just interests don't lie there, you know?
But, it was pretty clear that I had a problem with authority, and I remember I've had a problem with authority as long as I can remember, basically. And they never managed to beat that out of me or do anything to try to stop me from doing that or suggested any drugs for me. So apparently they didn't do it as much back then.
No, they didn't. But, they're doing it more in the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah. So 1-800-259-9231. But I do know that they had Ritalin back then because I remember there were some kids that were on it. Nobody ever suggested that for me, though. They never had a conference with my parents saying that I needed to be doped up or anything like that. So
I had a teacher who had a sign on her wall that said, question authority. that in fact wrote me a little note as I was, you know, I was saying something to her, and you know, rather than being combative, she decided to write a note and just writes it right there in front of me. You have a problem with authority. She has a thing on the wall with Einstein that says question authority.
Did you point that out to her?
I did.
Oh,
man. I didn't even answer. I just reached up and pointed at it.
How'd that go over?
She smiled at me. Kind of a, kind of a priss little, you know, like pucker smile.
That's very interesting. Is that as far as it went?
As far as it went.
You know,
an A in her class.
When I was a kid, the schools had a lot of windows. You know, the old kind of brick buildings with the big windows. So I used to sit by the window and look out the window half the day. And now the new schools, of course, have one little tiny window. They're like prisons. So you can't look out the window anymore if you've ever
noticed. For real?
Yeah, the windows, some of them I've seen have long windows that are just across the top 2 feet of the classroom.
Yep.
So that way,
have you seen these?
I'm just saying that these are pictures that I've seen of schools.
In general, newer schools are not are designed.
Wow.
They look like prisons. You can't look outside. The windows are small, and they try to get enough natural lighting. And like Mark was describing, you want natural lighting, but they don't want the kids looking outside and
thinking
being distracted
about going outside and recess or whatever.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this gives the teachers more wall space for whatever things that they put up, so they get the natural light and the wall space.
Wow, I didn't even realize that was going on. We've talked about how schools are like prisons. And
they look like it. They're designed like it. When I started high school, they built a brand new high school in my town. And that was one of the newer, or one of the first newer designed schools, with just the one little tiny window in every classroom and all the wall space. And you couldn't look out the window, and you were isolated. You were in a little concrete block all day. It was creepy.
And this was like back in 1920, right?
Yeah. No. Well, my high school, actually, I was the first class. We were the first class to go all the way through 4 years. So when that school opened, I was a freshman. Mm-hmm. And then when I graduated, we were the first class. And I'm not going to say what year, but
it was sometime. I guess. It was
probably
in the 70s. About 78, 79. Because I know how old you are.
Well, I graduated in 78, so there you go. But anyway, it was an okay school, but I liked the old one better. I liked the windows. I liked it was more the older schools were more open and airy, and you know, and the new one, the new ones now. And whenever I see a new school, I always take note of how they're designed. And
interesting,
they all look like prisons now. Every new school I've seen looks like a prison.
That's interesting. I know they're building a new school here in Little Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this radio show. It's a middle school, and I haven't taken a close look or driven into their parking lot or anything like that. But I guess I lucked out. They built a new school in my school, and I think it was in the late 90s, and there are plenty of windows on each classroom. So
you went to the gifted school.
Well,
I think they're all designed differently, but they are institutions, and no one can argue with that.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another? It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt-branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extendivite.
extend your life with extendovite.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and if you want to help support this program, you can do that. Shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com to see our affiliate links for Amazon and Newegg. When you enter through the Amazon affiliate links, whether you're in the U.S., in Canada, Germany, or the U.K., then a portion of the purchase that you make there will go to Free Talk Live. Now, if you enter through the Newegg affiliate links for U.S. or Canada, the money actually doesn't go to Free Talk Live. It goes to one of our friendly organizations that Mark, you and I are a part of as board members, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, to support those who are engaging in some of the most risky of activism, financially support them. And you can, again, just shop as you normally would shop. Just start your shopping experience through our affiliate links at shop.freetalklive.com. All right, so our number here tonight is 800-259-9231. Still to come, we'll talk about the Libya situation. But first, a little further thoughts on regarding Justin's call there from Maryland. Very concerned with some of the things that are going on in the government school system, like mandating vaccines. And I know that I think both of you as parents are. This is something that concerns the both of you. Is that right?
Oh, definitely. You know, if somebody wants to do something for their health, they should do it. But I don't think any option should be forced on people, because there are options. And immunizing yourself against something, a vaccine is not the only way to immunize yourself. And you have a choice, and you should make informed choices on those things.
And it feels like force. And that's what he was saying earlier, was it that they were forcing it. And it certainly feels that way, even though you do have the option to, say, homeschool your kids or maybe send them to some kind of a private institution. It still feels like force, because they've already stolen your money from you. They have forced you to pay for these schools. They forced you to pay for this this vaccination system.
And don't forget that they force you to support the FDA. The FDA keeps out competition in the area of vaccines and vaccination. And the federal government, through the courts, have basically made it so that companies that produce vaccines are completely insulated from lawsuits. And as far as I'm concerned, I just don't
dangerous.
Yeah, I don't like the incentives that are set up there. I personally have had bad issues with the flu vaccine. I know that my son has my genes. And I'm not really, that concerns me. I don't know everything about vaccines. I've read about them. I think that it's impossible for a layman to truly come to a real understanding about vaccines and their dangers and their benefits. I think it's really impossible without knowing a whole bunch. So what I went with is the Hippocratic Oath. I decided that my first goal was to do no harm.
Mm-hmm. Do no harm in what regard? To your son?
The Hippocratic Oath basically tells doctors, look, if you don't know what you're going to do is going to be helpful, then don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. And I don't know that giving a vaccine to my son is going to be helpful because I don't feel like there's – I haven't seen enough studies that show that vaccines don't do this or that. Because how can they? How can they do all those studies? How can they say that, you know, the people that – the fact is I know people die after vaccines.
Sure.
I mean, you know, there's these stories on the internet. You see people being interviewed. A friend of mine's father, I believe, he died after getting a vaccine. He came home sick from work. He was dead by the evening.
The other issue, too, is the thimerosal, because they say, well, now they don't have them anymore. Well, that's not true. Some batches or lots do and some don't. The flu shots largely...
You'd be used up by now, wouldn't you?
The thimerosal?
Yeah.
Well, no, the thimerosal is still in a lot of vaccines. And then if you actually go and download the material data safety sheet on thimerosal from the manufacturer, you find out it says right on there it's a neurotoxin. If you spill it on your skin, wash it off immediately. So why would you...
put it inside yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And this is common sense.
I've heard they don't use the stuff anymore, but I don't... Once again, I don't know. How am I going to
Well,
know?
If you're going to get a vaccine, you can ask for the insert. You can read the insert
but
and see what's in
they
it.
They change the names of these things. I mean, there's no... If they wanted to change the name of thimerosal to something else, I wouldn't know. And, you know, it makes it so difficult for the sort of the average individual to figure these things out.
Yeah.
Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, bring up whatever you would like. Now, Mark, we're going to get to the Libya story here in a moment, but Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello there.
Yeah, it's about some constitutional issues about coining money that you've discussed recently on the program. I want to clarify that the authors of the Constitution wanted not only to prevent what the Federal Reserve is doing, but also to prevent the states from doing similar things in order to relieve debtors at the expense of creditors. Because if they relieve a debtor, then the creditor is stuck, and it's just like taking somebody's house or their car when you take somebody's bank account, that sort of thing. So the Constitution does say that Congress shall have power to coin money, regulate the value thereof and of foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures. Okay, so that provision lets them have a uniform standard for coins in the United States instead of each state having its own different kinds of coins.
Mm-hmm.
Article 1, Section 10 says, no state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque and reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Now, here's the point that I need to make, is that a debt is a debt, and they can't even say, okay, we're going to make these Zimbabwean 30-cent pieces that are silver legal tender at $3 a piece, because Congress has the power to regulate the value of foreign coin. So they stuck with that. And as Congressman Ron Paul points out in the Congressional Record for 17 July 2003, on page E1516, he says, the drafters of the Constitution were well aware of how a government armed with legal tender powers could ravage the people's liberty and prosperity. That is why the Constitution does not grant legal tender power to the federal government, and the states are empowered to make legal tender only out of gold and silver.
See, so that's why they created the Federal Reserve, right? So they could get around that.
By not giving Congress that power, they said Congress cannot do it. This is the doctrine of enumerated powers. And he
goes
on
to say that they couldn't hire a private bank to do it for them.
But Congress cannot make anything legal tender. See, that doesn't give them any legal tender power. And he goes on to cite
Well, clearly they have the power because they did it, right?
The constitutional, there's been Supreme Court cases that were split decisions, and he goes on to discuss how one justice of the Supreme Court, Justice Field, keeps saying, no, you can't do that, no, you can't do that. But he was on the dissenting side and the losing side. You pack the Supreme Court with enemies of liberty, and you can get away with whatever you want because the document is only a piece of paper. Except for the Second Amendment, of course. That's where, you know, the right of the people to keep and bear arms can ultimately prevent things like raids on private mints and that sort of thing.
Well, that's a nice idea, but unfortunately it's not very practical, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Unfortunately, Tom, as intelligent and brilliant as he is, does tend to lean towards violence as a solution, and I have to that is where I break away from him.
He's right that the Founding Fathers, that it's written into the Federalist Papers, as I understand it. Certainly, the Founding Fathers believed that the final bulwark against tyranny in this country would be the Second Amendment.
But not all of them. Alexander Hamilton was a kind of a British banker type.
Oh, yeah.
And he and Jefferson differed on that. So there was an element within the Founding Fathers that didn't believe this way, but I think the better way won out in the beginning, and then the Hamiltonian influence came in around Lincoln and after.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. I used to have violent fantasy ideas like Tom. I used to say things like that on the air. Like I remember specifically being very upset about the federal government raiding marijuana operations out in California. And I was like, why don't they just hire some security and take these cops out when they come in? Well, that's going to end up with more dead people, and it's going to look real bad from a PR perspective.
What changed that for you, Ian? Was there one event or one?
I don't know if I can say that it was one particular event. I think it was moving to New Hampshire helped, because then I didn't have the lack of hope that I had down in Florida. I actually had some sort of hope for the future of liberty in my lifetime, considering I'm around more liberty-minded people here than I was down there. So I think that kind of slowly changed me over time. And at some point, I think I just had an epiphany on it, that it's not an effective way to achieve peace. Not going to get there through violence. 1-800-259-9231. But, I understand the appeal. And I understand how Tom feels on that. You can bring up whatever you want. I can empathize. 800-259-9231. Speaking of violence, there's a lot of it going on in Libya. And, Mark, you're going to, I guess, update us on how you feel about this. Because we had a bit of a conflict earlier this week. That's coming up. Your calls as well about anything. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is next.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. It features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.